I'm speaking tonight on behalf of College Station Citizens for Safe Fracking. We prepared a memorandum that we'd like to share with each of you, and it's before you, I think, already. We want to thank the council and staff for undertaking a serious review of the city's oil and gas drilling ordinance. Several of us met with staff last week, and I think we were all impressed by the knowledge and seriousness and professionalism that they have brought to this issue. As you know, hydraulic fracturing has been in the news a lot lately, both because of the good things it can do in terms of energy production and energy independence, and the environmental consequences associated with this process. You may not be aware, however, of how much there is new in this process. While the industry may claim that fracturing has been going on for decades, the truth is that the way oil and gas reserves are being developed today is quite new and brings a whole new suite of environmental problems. And science is only beginning to understand the impact of these problems. A very recent review of the literature that I include in that packet on environmental, public, and health impacts of shale gas found just 403 peer-reviewed publications, and 90% of those studies have been published in 2012 to 2014. So what does that mean? That means if you look at an ordinance that was written past just 3 years ago, only 10% of the science that's available today on the health and environmental impacts of shale gas development was available when they wrote that ordinance. On what are their findings? On water quality, 72% of the published studies found a negative effect. On health, 87% of the studies found a negative effect. On air quality, 95% of the studies found a negative effect. So as you give this issue consideration, we urge that you proceed very cautiously and pass a protective ordinance. Drilling within the city has the potential to impose long-term costs on us in large numbers of ways, contaminating our air, our water, threatening our health, and as a result of this, reducing property values throughout the city. Compared to the draft that Mr. Gilman shared with us last week, there are two main things that we think need to be changed. First, the city should require setbacks of at least 1,500 feet from residences, schools, hospitals, and churches. Second, on-site fence line monitoring of air quality and noise levels should be required to ensure the health and safety of nearby residences. As we make clear in the documents we have provided, there is ample scientific evidence supporting such provisions and clear legal precedent in Texas. Hence, we hope that as this issue is worked out in the next month, the council will make these provisions part of the new ordinance. Thank you very much, and thank you for the service to our community.